All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the Coding neighborhood.
How are you, Mr. Rogers?
Friend? I'm Mr. Cholito today.
Cholito?
Cholito. Yes. Okay. My alter ego.
We moved away from Louis the Gooch.
Little Gooch is still here, but he's inside my body.
Oh my God. Okay, how's everybody doing? Welcome to another episode of the Behind the Wheel podcast. I am Jared. I'm marketing.
That's the theme song, yeah?
Why don't you just tell them your name?
My name is Luis. I am the marketing and media specialist here at Koenig Wheels.
And I'm the marketing coordinator. Anyways, welcome to the show. Before we get into the topic, let's do a little quick admin stuff.
So just to let you know, just because we're pre-recording this and we want to know, let you know ahead of time, just because I think you should know. But every Friday we have some new content. Make sure you check that out. So if you're not subscribed, you better be subscribed. If you're watching us and you're not subscribed, that's a little weird. I mean, I feel weird about it.
Right? I would tend to agree. That's a fair statement.
Subscribe, yeah, you weirdo. Just
hit the button, right? Somewhere, you know. Just do it. Right.
So subscribe, make sure, because every Friday we come out with something new, something fresh, something dope that Max has made. And I'm telling you, you're going to be excited to see it.
And then turn those notifications on so that you know when the video goes live.
Ding, ding.
Bing bong. I went there. All okay. Right. And then right before this, at 2 p.m. every Wednesday, we have a live Q&A.
Yep.
So
where we answer your questions, anything you want to know. You want to know when me and my girlfriend are going to get married? I'll let you know.
Wow. You heard it first on the Behind the Wheel podcast.
She's asking, and I got to do it eventually. 2022, it's going to happen.
Oh, snap. You heard it first. Snap. I don't even know how to react
to
that.
Whoa. Let's just be real. 2022 is a big year.
Wait. Are you proposing like
no, on the podcast?
Are you crazy? Okay. All right. Good. She would kill me if I did it that way. Yeah, that'd be really messed up.
I gotta do it official, you know? Yeah. But yeah, so we're live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on our Instagram and social media. And we're answering your question. Usually it's Scott answering the questions. Sometimes it's us, you know, answer those questions. So make sure you lock in live. And then every Wednesday we're here doing
same
the podcast.
Time, 3 p.m.
Sometimes we have a guest. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's Dumb and Dumber talking about whatever
stuff
we feel like it.
Yeah, you know.
But anyways, first and foremost, how are you, my brother?
You know. Okay, all things considered.
How are you getting ready for the holidays?
I think so. I mean, I'll tell you what, the whole change in the weather is really messing with me. Like, it's going to be in the 60s tomorrow? Like, are we in December? What the hell's going on?
New York is the weirdest place when it comes to weather for some reason. Sometimes it's beautiful. You know what? The last couple years, though, winter has been a little weird. You know, we get a little bit of snow. We don't get as much as we usually do. But
I mean, huge tornadoes in Kentucky. I would say it's the whole U.S. and world, not just New York.
Well, global warming, you know.
Right? But, yeah, we're all going to die. Anyway. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm getting ready to you know, getting my presents for my family and all that good stuff, getting some stuff for Emily. Also, buying a new car soon. Yeah. Well, my daily driver.
You need it.
I need something new. So
the commander finally took a dump.
How about that? It's over, man. It's over. Chapter
of my
life.
Do you miss it?
Emily called it Goldie Hawn because it was cold.
You don't miss it.
I don't miss it at all.
Okay.
But I'm excited to get something new. So, yeah, that's the new thing that I'm going to be doing by hopefully the next week or so. And yeah, that's what's new on the Koenig Guys agenda.
There you go. So why don't we jump into it and review some of our user submitted cars.
So if you guys missed the last one, this is a new one that we're doing. This is really our appreciation of you guys. Basically, what we're going to be doing is We pop up some of the pictures that get sent in by you guys, and we get to review them and just give our opinion. Nothing bad, just kind of check out the cars that we're fans of that you guys send in, and give our opinion on those cars.
Oftentimes, we've actually posted them already on social media because we like them so much. But just as a further token of gratitude and appreciation, we're gonna, review some people's cars.
And it's the holidays. Why not, man? Give thanks to those who you're thankful for, and that's you guys.
I'm so good, right?
Jeez, oh, man. The cheese factor. So who's up first? What are we doing first?
All right, so who's up first here, Max? Oh, snap. So shout out to Mr. STI 28 Runs, picture by Con Rumble.
There you go.
This is a beautiful STI. Obviously, this thing is ready for the track. Look at that fitment. If you don't know what those wheels are, those are the Koenig Freeforms in matte silver. I mean, what else can you say about it? This guy's ready to go on the track. He's obviously ready to do some damage. He has numbers on there.
I think you could say a lot, actually, because the specs on these wheels, these are the 18 by 10 and a halves. Yeah. So these are the big boy wheels.
Yep.
And he's managed to fit them super nicely with the very modest and conservative fender flares. I believe those are the Carlton fender flares, if those still exist. Yes, I'm a Subi guy, so I know these things. But I think it looks awesome. The silver works surprisingly well on silver.
Mm-hmm.
Not normally a fan of the all silver look. But he's got a sweet theme going, and the fitment is perfect, my opinion.
I agree. He did it perfectly. I mean, he obviously did some work with the fenders there, you know what I mean? Which to make it look more tough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I agree with everything that he did here. I mean,
dude,
he even has
that shot. Like, that's a cool shot.
Yeah, no, for sure. Right? I mean, he obviously took the time to go to a specific location, which you guys can all learn from that, because sometimes you guys take a picture in your garage and you can't see anything and it's dark, you know, and all of a sudden you want us to post your picture. I'm like, I don't see anything, my man. But this guy, you know, he went to a location. Looks great. Honestly, I'm a fan. And usually I don't like decals, but he did it tastefully with the Subaru emblem
there.
It works, man. Good job, my brother.
He threw his name in there, too. I don't know if you saw that on the door. Like, he's the actual, rally driver.
There you go.
He put his name on there. It's a theme. It's nice.
Well, he did it right. I think when it comes to motorsport look, he got it right. I think he did it perfectly. Tough look, tough stance. I'm in. But yeah, man, thank you for that.
I'm with it, too. And not just because I'm a Subaru guy.
Yeah, Subaru dude over here. Max, what do we got next? Because I'm ready to move on to the next one, because it's just one of those days.
I'll tell you what, man. So I actually I saw this when I was perusing our tags on Facebook, sorry, on Instagram. And, dude, this was one of those situations where it was a thumb-stopping scenario.
Yeah.
I saw this picture that he tagged us in, and I was just like, my God, this looks so good.
Well, see, and that's the thing that I always emphasize on here. Max popped in to say that's his dream car.
There you go.
Shout out to Adam E30.
Photographer and owner.
There you go.
Photographer and owner.
See, to me, I've emphasized this before in other podcasts, I like the clean look. This is, if you want to emphasize clean when it comes to car, this is it. You know what I mean? All black, you know, with the hypergrams on there in bronze.
Yep.
You know, it just has that classic BMW look. You got those sparkle seats in there, roll cage. This guy's ready to hit the track on it. I mean, obviously he's doing work. And
also bring it to a show. Like, it's clean enough that you could totally bring that to a show or a Cars and Coffee and it'll
100%. If you bring that to anywhere, you're going to be sitting there surrounding and people are going to be asking you questions, what you got under that hood. I mean, I'm a fan, and
I know I keep saying it, but the fitment is so good. I mean, just look at how those wheels sit in relation to the fender. I mean, he has it just low enough. I think, like, the profile of the tires is great. Everything is just, like, nice and tastefully done.
And I'm going to say this. I want to see more stuff like this, guys. Like, yep. If you have anything like this, you have an E30, you want to send us over some pictures, or send us over a message and we'll help you get some fitment on those wheels, man. This looks good, man. This is what I want to see more of when it comes to Koenig.
And man, I'm into the little wheels, man.
Me too. Like,
the
right?
Little, the I little wheels thing, club, though, right those now. 15s, like, yeah, man. They look so good.
They look
good.
So good, man. Yeah, so good, good job on that, man.
Right? But looking forward to seeing more from this guy. I know he was super jazzed to, to have us post the car and whatnot. It did really well. And
well deserved, man. Good right? Stuff, my brother.
What do we got next? Oof. Oh man.
So I think
back to back with BMWs, man.
But I think we also did this. I don't know. Did we do it the last?
We did not.
We did not. Okay.
I triple checked.
So if you don't know, checked. My man Beamer Dude, he has also a YouTube channel. This is it. You know, Koenig Countergrams. If you're gonna go, I think these are 18-inch. B profiles, right?
Both 10 and a halfs all around as far as I'm aware. Yep, all around.
Oh. And if you the body looks great. He did everything right. How much more can you say about something so well put together? Every time that we post this car, people show it love, and for good reason. I mean,
for real.
You know, he has Recaros in there too, I think. I'm pretty sure. My man's a genius at what he does.
I would say that this episode in general is all about like simple and clean. Like, yeah. I think there's a misnomer about, oh, you know, I have to have the craziest stuff done to my car in order to get featured. You know, it's got to be a wild color. It's got to be slammed, and it's got to be, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's like, sometimes the simple and the clean does really well.
And this is what I try to tell people, man. Like, and we've talked about this the last time. You know, like, to me, simple and clean is how the world should go in around in circles, man. I mean, you don't have to go all crazy. A lot of people end up doing over decaling, yeah, or over putting way too many mods on the car. All of a sudden, you're way too deep in. You're spending $10,000 on things. Nice, good one. $10,000 on things that you don't even really need. You know, something clean, simple. I'm sure there's a lot of money underneath this hood, but when we're talking about aesthetically, he did it perfectly, and I'm sure that he didn't break the bank, because all you gotta do is keep it clean, man.
He also has a Pandem wide-bodied E36 convertible that I'm sure has a lot more money into it. Not to dig into this guy's finances, but
yeah. and that's what I try to emphasize. Don't go too crazy. The point of what I was trying to say is, don't go too crazy, and I'm telling you, you'll get the job done. I do that in what I do as a living as well.
Yeah.
Keep it clean, and you'll go a long way. You know?
There you go. Yeah. I mean, just looking at it, you could see he has a lot of subtle details with it. Like, the grills are blacked out. Like, everything is just chill and, you know, understated.
And I've noticed that our E46 community is growing, man.
Hell yeah, it is. And it's hard not to believe that both Beamer Dude and, what is it, Tony Abad, Abad 10, I think is his username. Man, both those cars, even though they have the same spec'd wheels in terms of the finish and everything, man, they both look so good.
I agree, man.
They both look so good.
I agree for sure, man. What we got next?
Oof.
Oh, okay.
Man, this is another one of those scenarios where I was browsing through our tags and I saw this thing, and it was just another instance of a thumb-stopping scenario. When the hell do you ever see this car, let alone on our wheels? Like, it's so nice.
Well, shout out to Scott739S. Evo 6, correct?
Yep. That's that, yeah. Canada life, man.
Ugh. Yeah, man. I mean, sometimes, and that's the cool thing about working at a company like ours. We get to see a lot of rare cars randomly just pop up out of nowhere, and then they have our wheels on it. To us, it's a privilege to see some of these things. I mean, and then on top of that to have the hexaforms on there in bronze, I mean, can't do it wrong with gray and bronze.
The analogy I like to make is it's like Frank's hot sauce with some of these cars, you know, like the Koenig wheels. I put that beep on everything.
Yeah,
you know, here's a perfect example: modern day flow formed wheels on a classic Evo 6. I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, they're flow formed and so they're light, I mean, man, it just looks good. Like, the wheels look good on that car.
Yeah.
And man, I'm not normally a fan of like bronze on silver, but I mean, it just, it works.
You know, like I you know, and I'm going to go the opposite. I love bronze on silver.
Do you? All right.
Yeah, I genuinely love bronzes. I don't know what it gives me, that JDM nostalgia for some reason.
Okay.
You know, cuz you know, like, I always think of the what is it? The R32 and that silver, you know, that silver R32. Is it R32? I know I'm pretty sure it's an R32 that comes in like a smoky bronze color, like a, not bronze, smoky gray color. And if you put bronze wheels on it, it always looks good.
Okay.
You know, so it just kind of reminds me of this car a little bit. And yeah, man, it's just, it's classic. Even the scenario, everything from the background, the guy did it right, man.
I'll tell you what. If it were my car, which of course it's never going to be because I'm never going to be able to afford something like that. But if it were my car, I might go down to 17s.
Okay.
The 18s.
I see what you're saying.
You could argue that they look a little big.
I see what you're saying.
I might go down to the 17s, but I mean, it still works.
I love everything about it. Oh, didn't you say you wanted to get something JDM-ish? Weren't you?
Oh, do you mean to replace my car?
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, you know, when I hit the lottery or whatever.
All right.
But yeah, no, I mean, I've said this with everyone now, but the fitment is just, it's so on point too. I mean, just look at the rear fender. Like, it sits perfectly. I don't know if he's rocking spacers. Obviously we don't, you know, condone the use of that, but if he does, cool, it works. Just a great car.
Yeah.
Really well done.
Shout out, Scott. Good stuff, man.
Oh, speaking of beautiful cars.
All right.
Oh, man. I'll let you go first because I have, you know, all sorts of opinions on this.
Well, that's, first off, shout out to Albino JM. He sent us also photos by, sorry for mispronounce, at Mogos Life Photos, but he sent us a few of these shots of this car, and I'm always a fan of the yellow because it pops, and then the size of the wheels that this man put on there. I mean, you cannot not be a fan of this. I mean, if you're a fan of cars in general, this is the type of look that you want. This, anywhere he goes on the streets, you know this guy's gonna be turning heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on top of the fact that it's an RX-8,
seven.
I apologize. This thing is badass, man. I mean, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
That rotary,
I mean,
he did it right. And the freaking
pop-up lights. I mean, come on, dog.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is another instance of where modern wheels look awesome on a classic. And I'll tell you one other thing. So again, with the whole color scheme, I personally am not normally a fan of like the bee look, like the bumblebee kind of look, but man, does it work on that. Oh, does that look so aggressive with black wheels on a bright yellow car, man. It looks great.
And this is what we tried to talk about the last time. You know, a lot of people hit us up to get featured, and this is a prime example of how to take a photo to get featured in anything. You know, I know a lot of you guys go out there, work on your car, and you like to get featured on either social medias or on I don't think magazine ads is a thing anymore, but
yeah, right.
You know, being in featured in a magazine. Time. Yeah, but you know, I know a lot of people put these work in and would love to get featured. This is a perfect example of how to get featured. This man angled it properly. He knew he was sending it to Koenig, so he was like, you know what? I want them to see that I got those Koenig decagrams on deck. You know, perfect words, right?
And
right there where we could see it. And, I mean, why not throw it up on our social media? I mean, Why not put it up on our on our website and have a feature about it and talk about what's inside this car, man? I mean, he did it all right. And I think, 100%. You know, RX-7, I'm a fan.
And again, this is another scenario where it's not like, it really isn't over the top.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tasteful. Like, it's a nice front lip. You know, he doesn't have, it's not all like decaled out. Yep. You know, he's got, I believe those are some aftermarket side skirts. Everything is just very simple and clean. I might, again, and this is just my personal taste, I might go down to the 17s on this also, just to fit a little bit more of a tire and give it like even more of an aggressive look. Mm-hmm. But I think it's beautiful as is.
I think so too, man. I think so too. And that's a, you know, like we always emphasize, you know, keep it clean, keep it official, and I think that's that Koenig look for me. You know what I mean? He has that he's about to go do damage on these streets, you know, and
on the streets of Australia.
Oh, that's where you're from?
I think, wait, is it Australia or New Zealand? Now I'm embarrassing myself. Oh my God. It's on the other side of the pond. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I should know that. But yeah, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, man.
Just a nice quick and dirty podcast, you know, keeping it simple, keeping it chill, but also thanking our users for sending stuff along. We created.
And you know, we wanted to do stuff like this just because a lot of the times we're
and we're going to continue to do stuff like this.
But a lot of times we're interviewing, you know, some of our sponsor drivers, you know, some motorsports figures and stuff like that. And to us, doing these type of podcasts is just a reminder to let you know that we appreciate you guys. Because at the end of the day, without you guys, there is no Koenig, you know. So when I see, you know, you guys sending in these images to us, and we see something very dope, I mean, this is the best way for us to say, you know what, thank you, man. Thank you for riding with us, you know, for all this time. I know a lot of you have been fans with us for the longest time. I mean, I've been a fan of this since I was a kid, you know, playing video games and being able to put Koenigs on my car and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? To even watching, what's the movie? Fast and the Furious.
The fact that you had to actually pause and think about that is sad.
So, but that's the reason why I try to say, you know, we're very thankful for you guys, because yeah, man, it's dope to see it's still going, and you know, it's dope to see the fans putting the new wheels on and showing them off and being on them streets doing damage, man.
Yeah, well, and I'll add to that and say that, you know, we obviously definitely really appreciate it. But then, you know, it's one thing just to sort of make like a social media post and just throw it on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's a whole other thing to like actually get on camera, go live, and like talk about how we appreciate it. I think it just adds another layer of appreciation, you know?
And also, let us know if you're digging this. If you like us doing this, we obviously, like the last time we had a message, someone messaged us, was like, oh, hey, I just saw this episode.
Yeah.
Would you guys be down to talk about my car?
Not hell
my,
yeah.
Of course.
Send us images. Yeah, send us images at KoenigWheels.com.
Send us videos even. We would love to see that, what you're doing out there and stuff like that. For sure. We would love to do more episodes like this and interact with you guys about your cars. I mean, we're fans, you know,
for sure. I'd say that wraps it up. We're going to get out of here, but thank you for tuning in. Reminder, we release content every Friday.
Yep.
And right before these live podcasts at 2 p.m., we have a live Q&A session on our Instagram and Facebook.
Yep.
And we will catch you next Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, guys, and happy holidays. Peace.
Happy holidays.